Now, I bet we wonder who will be talking up here and sharing their thoughts with us. Who? Who? I can't hear everybody say it. I can only hear one person. All right. Now, who knows what this kid's going to say? So get ready, everybody. Are you ready for Hallie?
Yes.
All right, here comes Hallie.
Oh, yeah, you get nervous up here. Well, thanks for coming out. It's raining and horrible and awful out there, and thank you. I'm nervous. I was just going to kind of tell my story, and it's a story about unseen love that kind of happened to me this past year. And it's sort of a theme that we've had in class for the last few years. People have found family members that they've given away for adoption or this kind of thing. Hi, Diane. And the first year was Jody's husband who found, was it a son? Yeah, Vince. And then the second year was Annette found her son that she also gave up for adoption. Annette's around the same age as me. And then last year, I was able to find, well, just the beginning of this year, actually, I found my mother this past year. And there was a lot of little things that you could say were like little God stories within the God story of it that kind of added up to love that just isn't forgotten, even though we may not see it. And I have a whole speech and I'm just sort of winging it at this point, but I was born in 1958 in April on a Sunday, and I was given up for adoption, and I went to live with a Jewish family. And one thing I didn't know until just last year was that I was actually born on Easter Sunday. And there's just a lot of little things around that. Before last year in class, and this had all happened in our classes, in our Thursday class, and a couple other people had come up to me and told me that they had also found family members that had found them that they had lost touch with. So it was just sort of this underlying theme that was kind of running through all our classes the last couple years. And we had started almost having sort of a spiritual class support group for all of us that were from adoption, different angles of it. We had a mother that had given up a baby. We had a baby that had been given up. We had people that found each other, various supportive members in these groups that would come up for the circles. And some were for me, some were for Annette, some were with Jody. And Millie, last year, right before Thanksgiving, she had given me quite a message about keep looking, it's going to happen. And I had just seen this show called Find My Family on TV, and it's an emotional thing. And I had followed some of this since I was about 22 when I found out that I was adopted. And follow the Oprah shows and all this stuff. And every time I looked, the doors were closed, and it was a sealed adoption, and you can't find that stuff out. You just kind of get stuck, and these doors are closed, and you can't find an opening. And she said, keep looking. It's going to happen for you. And this was right before Thanksgiving. And that following Friday after class, I had gone to the computer, and I found a website that said findmyfamily.org, and it didn't cost me anything. And I made friends with a woman called Jane or Jean, and she was my adoption angel from this website. She ran a nonprofit and helped people find their families. So she immediately found my birth name with a little bit of information that I had. And so from there, I was like, okay, she said you have a possible brother. And then the following week was Thanksgiving. She was inundated with stuff from the TV, and her website is not part of the TV, but it was the same name, so she had to do some adjusting, and it went till the beginning of last year. And then I emailed her again, and I said, this is what you found. And she goes, yeah, I found a death certificate of a possible uncle and where your mother may live. And that was in Orrville, California. And sure enough, I found her and I wrote her a letter and said, you know, hi, I think you're my mother. And yes, I definitely had a brother. My mother had, she had been divorced and was with another man at this point who was the father of my brother and then also mine. And then she left him. So it was just sort of an interesting thing. Way back when I was like 19 or 20, I had first gotten involved in a spiritualist church, and I was given a message where that particular medium had said to me, your father's with me. And I didn't know I was adopted at the time, and I didn't understand the message because I knew that my father was alive and well. So it didn't make sense, but it always stuck with me. And sure enough, that's kind of what happened. My real father had passed on and was like one of my guides. And my mother said she looked for years and years and couldn't find it either and had, you know, closed doors. Everything was sealed. We couldn't find each other. And so last year I wrote her a letter when I found her, and she had had some surgery. And I was experiencing in class, I was having a lot of shoulder issues, and I couldn't figure out what that was. I was seeing my chiropractor more than normal, and nothing was sticking. I couldn't figure out what was wrong, and it was a neck and shoulder thing going on. And she had just had surgery over the holidays, and it turned out that she had had some kind of a cyst or a tumor removed from her neck and had a vein or something put in from her leg, put into her neck. And I almost thought it was some kind of a psychic level of feeling this pain, because after I found out about the surgery and my niece had called me and said she couldn't talk to me yet because she was unable to speak, everything kind of cleared up for both of us. And that was kind of an interesting thing, just these little things. Being raised in a Jewish family and not knowing that, and I was actually born on Easter, and was kind of, who would tell me I was in a Jewish family, you know? I mean, it was just kind of funny. And I didn't really do much searching until my adoptive mother had passed about 20 years ago. But I still kept running into these dead ends and stuff. So when all of this just kind of opened up for us, last year, I had to really attribute it to Millie's classes and some of the spiritual praying and believing and faith. But my mother also told me that she had been thinking and praying all her life that hopefully she would find me as well. So there's these connections there that you don't see that still come forth, and they're in love. And she was a nervous wreck when she met me, and I was a nervous wreck when I met her, and the family's huge. And it was just sort of a wonderful thing that this kind of culminated in a year. And she's actually here tonight. But and it was just sort of an interesting thing to kind of have a nice ending to the year. And I wanted to just kind of share that. And I'm really warm, and it's very nerve-wracking up here. But it's definitely kind of a story of love. And she and I haven't really stopped talking since she's been here, you know, and just going on, and it's fun. And I really have to attribute this a lot to Millie, our wonderful leader here, that has helped me understand and pray and not give up hope in this. But it wasn't something that I was actually starting to look for when I came to the classes. It was just a gift that was given to me and some of these other people. But it really feels like some sort of a karmic or cosmic correction. And if you can experience that or feel like something kind of turns whole over in your life and makes you feel more whole, excuse me, got a little patty running through me. It's you can't describe that kind of feeling. And I have no idea where I am in this story anymore, but I'm really glad that she's here and that we found each other. And it really just kind of puts some whole stuff on you. There were some other little things. I at this point, I can't remember, but oh, my best friend who is not Jewish, and her father passed away about 10 or 15 years ago. He had come from Europe, and she decided to investigate his side of the family. And this is another just sort of a side story, but it was hysterical because she found out that he actually left Europe and hid and changed his name, and he was Jewish. And so here my best friend and I did this full circle of her becoming Jewish and me not becoming Jewish anymore. And it was, we just have a ball with this one because it's pretty funny. She goes, oh my God, well, you're not and I am, you know? And it's kind of funny. She doesn't know anything about the religion. So it was pretty funny. So just these little side stories. And the circles were incredible because they were very supportive of all of us. And we had just many, many family circles. I figured out who half these relatives that came through, Spencer and Arnie and different people in the last 3 years, was my birth father. I've had grandfathers and uncles, some that I knew and some that now I know who they are. And they still seem to come and visit and say hello. And I think that my adoptive mother, by the way, both my mothers are named Edith. On top of that. So that's another little irony there. And both of the families are sort of bookends. There's five kids on both families that kind of came down the same way. I have an older, on the adoptive side, I have an older brother who is in the LA Police Force. And on my birth side, evidently, I have a stepbrother that was also in the LA Police Force. They didn't know each other, but they were through there the same years. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And five kids around. And they're just very interesting bookend families. If you kind of look at, you really do pick your parents. I picked a lot of them. Would I have a decide that I couldn't decide the first time? So they said, we'll just give you more when you go down. So it was just sort of fun to kind of see all these little ironies come up. And I'm glad she's here. And we're going to be driving to Vegas tomorrow to see my brother. And my brother and I have a full same mother and same father, and we look a lot alike. And it's just sort of, it's been interesting to see how many more siblings and nieces and nephews that I have, and it's been a lot of fun trying to remember who everybody is. And there's a lot of them. I mean, my sisters both have four kids. My brother has two kids, and then there's nieces and nephews and cousins I haven't even met yet. And it's just a huge family, and it's a lot of fun. But there's all that underlying love that's still coming through, and it's wonderful. And I hear from people, I'm not sure who they are, and I'm going, who do you belong to? And who is this? And it's just sort of fun. I don't know if I talked for 10 minutes or 20 minutes, but I'm really warm up here, you guys. And at some point, if you have questions or anything, I can answer more chronological order questions, I think. But yeah, there's a lot of love in my family, and it's almost like it's fun because we have different memories of things, and yet we're still mother and daughter at this point, and it's kind of fun, and it's different, and I don't know.
Did everybody take a look at that beautiful lady?
She's right there sitting next to David back. Go ahead, Mom, wave. she's gonna kill me later for dragging her here, but anyway, it was just a really interesting thing, these different messages and different things that came through over the years, and then all of it just culminating in this past year. And we did all get together at Easter this past year. My brother is a year and a week older than me. Oh, thanks. And he was born March 31st in 1957, and I was born in April 6, 1958, so we celebrated birthdays and Easter and tons of people last year, or this past Easter, so that was a lot of fun. And I don't know, I feel like I want to sit down now. but I thank you very much for letting me get up here and sweat it out.
That is that big. Wow. You know, there's just so many questions. Like, the joy that we had when Annette's son came up to her and she got to meet him for the first time. And I got to hear a little bit when your son came to meet you for the first time. It's a tremendous experience. And yet, we all have the same father. So we're all some part of the family. And for Hallie now to have all these relatives turning up, Imagine having a brother she didn't know she had. And apparently they look a bit alike.
Mm-hmm. And his wife says that when we sat in the same room and watched a movie together over Easter, she was cracking up because we all have the same antics and we never knew each other. Mm-hmm. And she was just going, oh my God.
And I got to have a bite to eat with her mother tonight, and she is delightful. And now they get to share all these years together. Is that tremendous?
Yes.
And for some of you that's new, when she said, what was it that her dad came to class? Well, he freed the body, but you see, free of the body, they can still come to class. Because they came, like, for instance, to Spencer, and then Spencer was able to express what the father wanted to say. I know if you're new here, you'll be ready to lock me up. But it does happen. Would anybody like to tell me they've had an experience where somebody talks through from the free side of life? All right. They see, there is no death. There's a change in the living. You're living in the flesh now, and you'll be living free. And you still like to talk to the people you love. And Spencer was a good instrument for him to use. And I don't remember all of it in great detail. But I know that it made Hallie happy, and I know from having a few minutes with her mom is delighted. Her mom has this daughter that she's loved all along, all these years, because that cord of energy is there. So she always had like this empty spot, knowing that there's just, what is it? It's a pull to that child that is your daughter, but yet you can't see her or know where she is. Does that kind of explain it, Mom? That just kind of explains it. Now, it's like being thirsty in the desert and getting a big drink of water. How good it feels, because now she knows, and she can now have this time with Hallie and enjoy her. And you saw the joy in Hallie up here. You know, so I don't know when it comes to this idea of babies being born, and it's all just so magnificent. Yeah, we can say their nose gets in the right place, their ears in the right place, and all that, but there's no... Children come to where they're supposed to. And maybe the parent doesn't recognize it always, but that baby's supposed to be there. But maybe not just with them. Like my fourth daughter, I didn't get her until she was... Her mother threw her away, thought she was no good. And I just happened to be the one who was able to have her come to live with me and be my fourth daughter, and she was just 14. Her mom thought she was no good and put her in a mental institution. She was there 4.5 months, but her mother didn't think she was any good. Patty knows her. And she's just sweet as she can be. And she doesn't look unlike my other daughters. So she made me my fourth daughter. And she has... 3 of my grandbabies. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know everything down here on earth. We just think we do, huh? Yeah. There's a divine design going on that God has designed. Hallie and Mom, thank you for sharing all that with us. I believe that the lesson that we have here tonight goes far deeper than we know. And I believe that... we'll all learn from the lesson that we heard here tonight on our own level of understanding, whatever that is. You agree?